accidentally gave birth to breast milk. There is only one room in the house. The space is too large, and the destructive power of the bear child is too strong. It is useless. It is better to change a few steel pipes to make the bed frame. The middle horizontal and vertical welding is stronger, and the upper and lower columns are supported. Ask the second ant to borrow a bunch of expansion screws and erect it fiercely on the outer environmental protection solid wood panel to put the Shanghai skeleton, breathable and moisture-proof. Scour the internet for a soft mattress, which is my sister's bed, with a soft bag at the head of the bed to make it comfortable to sleep. There are one or two layers in the middle of the partition walls of the wooden rooms on both sides, which provide light, ventilation and ventilation. The hemp rope grid on that wall is fixed, which is safe and secure. Double glazed sliding windows are installed against the outer partition wall. The key sound insulation effect is good, and curtains are installed inside to block the light and sleep comfortably. Two drawers for steps. The drawer below stores a lot of clothes for girls to change seasons, which is super convenient. The upper drawer is very convenient for storing girls' underwear, and socks. The upper step space is for my son. Make a floor cabinet at the end of the steps, open the cover and put the winter quilt. Space is not wasted. Make a set of wardrobes to the top. Girls often hang up all the clothes, and the selection is clear at a glance. Close the door and look good. Next to the high dang cabinet is a set of small bookcases to the top. The literary masterpieces that children love to read are easy to put and pick up. A set of top cabinets is also made on the side, so books are not wasted on the top, and it is also very convenient to use as a bedside table below. The space is flexible and pleasant. Three steps make a floating desk. The desktop is spacious, and it is easier for girls to read and write. Take a random exam in a prestigious school of literature. Remember to install curtains in the windows to save time. Remember to install an iron guardrail to prevent it from rolling down while sleeping. The girl's room is designed like this. The girl has enough privacy, and there is no problem sleeping until adulthood. Fourth, a few square tubes are welded horizontally and vertically to make a bed frame, with a few environmentally friendly wood trimmings on the outside, and a breathable row frame in the middle, and then go to the second uncle's house to move a soft mattress, which is the younger brother's bed. The head of the bed is against the wall, and the iron soft bag is comfortable to sleep. My sister steps in space and doesn't waste time putting books. Remember to leave blank on the wooden decorative partition wall at the end of the bed, and install frosted glass to prevent light and shadow. The five corners are connected with diamond cabinets, which store seasonal bedding. The storage space is large enough, and the finished product is placed under the rotating hanger, which is more convenient to rotate 360 degrees to pick up clothes. Corner space is not wasted. Pull over and make a small through-top wardrobe to increase storage space, and leave an area to hang the child's longer coat, which is also convenient to pick up. 6. Make two drawers with rollers at the bottom of the bed to store socks, underwear, and seasonal clothes, which is very convenient. There is a row of wall cabinets on it, and the college entrance examination review materials are placed casually. Close the door to block the dust. Dig a hole in the non-load-bearing wall below to increase storage space, and make a floating desk below. Develop a good habit of learning every day. My son, Tsinghua University, Peking University, whatever. 7. Divide the area by the partition wall of the fireproof reflector. Install frosted glass doors to prevent light and shadow, or design like this. Both children have their own separate rooms. The key sound insulation effect is also good. No longer afraid of geographical influence.